And now it's time for Power of Prophecy with your host, former professor at the University of Texas at Austin, career United States Air Force officer, and best-selling author, Tex Mars.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, and welcome to another edition of Power of Prophecy. Today, part two of Printing Lies, Spreading Propaganda. The Zionist Jewish Control Media and the Great American Brain Robbery. Jesus said, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." But the Zionist media are determined that you will never know the truth. They're liars. They're hiding it from us. They control our president, our Congress. They're telling our Defense Department what to do. They've got us involved in bloody wars across the globe. We have military units now in about 120 nations, wasting American lives and all of our treasure. Meanwhile, the dollar falls lower and lower on the world markets. People are being thrown out of their homes through mortgage foreclosures. They're losing their jobs. We have a 35 billion by now illegal alien invasion of America, and they won't even tell you about it unless they have little stories and call people like you and me, you racist bigots. What's the matter with millions and millions of illegal aliens coming into America? Why, how dare you to go against the Zionist agenda? How dare you? Of course, they never use the word Zionist. They don't even want people to know it is the Zionist agenda. Well, in this ministry, we've been offering a book for a long time. Nobody else would offer it, and you can't get it in B. Dalton Books or Barnes & Noble. You just can't get it, so we decided we're going to offer it. Some people say it's a hoax. Some people say it's a bunch of nonsense. Well, read it for yourself. Why should you trust the media? When have they ever told you the truth before? Get the book, The Protocols of Zion. Henry Ford, the great industrialist of Ford Motor Company, the man who basically invented the assembly line and made it possible for workers finally to have a good living. Henry Ford, a genius, he writes the foreword for this book. He believed in this book. He knew, Henry Ford knew that there were men, evil men, Zionists, who had created a pretext for World War I and would do it again. And they did later in World War II. You've got to have this book. We're going to tell you it's over 300. It's actually 299 pages. Let's just say 300 pages. You must have this book. You must. Now, I want to tell you right now, Zionist groups such as AIPAC, A-I-P-A-C, American Israel Political Action Committee, and the Jewish ADL, Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith, a Masonic group, they will tell you, oh, this is a hate book. This is a book of hate. Well, shut up, Mr. Foxman and all the others of the Jewish Zionist pressure groups. I think the listeners of Power of Prophecy can read for themselves. And you know what Henry Ford said? He said to all those who say this book is a bunch of lies, I want to tell you something. He said, I've read it. I've studied it. And everything in it is exactly the way the world has been going for 25 years now. If this book is not true, then why is the world operating this way? This book told Henry Ford, this is what we're going to do in the world. It was written 25 years before Henry Ford's introduction, and he said, everything that's happened is exactly what this book said that would happen, and it was written back in 1897 or so, around that date. Can you imagine they set up their agenda? The Jewish Sanhedrin, the richest men in the world, the Rothschilds and the others, they set forth their agenda in this book, The Protocols of Zion. Here's what we're going to do. It was presented at the International Zionist Congress, Mr. Theodore Herzl. They said, we're going to start World War I, and then we're going to have a nation of Israel founded. Yeah, they got it, didn't they? Some people said, well, that was God's doing. No, it was the devil's work. It was the devil's work. You know, some things are prophesied to happen in the Bible. But can you honestly sit there and tell me, dear friends, this is good because God wants it? No, it's not so. God allows some bad things to happen. But I want to tell you something. Out of it will come God's great plan. You see, the devil has a plan. He works and he schemes and he cunningly deceives people. But I want you to understand, the Bible says in the book of Revelation, the reason the devil does this is he's furious because he knows he only has a short period of time to operate. Revelation 17 is one of the most powerful chapters in the Bible. It pictures the great whore of the earth, Mystery Babylon the Great, mother of harlots. She's drunken with the blood of the saints and the martyrs of Jesus. She has a golden cup in her hand, jeweled, beautiful, but full of the filth of her abominations. It says in the Bible there, and in Revelation 13, really significant, it says the rulers of the earth will believe in this mystery Babylon. That's the Zionist system in the last days. The Zionists controlling the whole world, mainly through their superpower. The great giant, the United States of America, that is run behind the scenes by Zionists, they control the whole world by proxy. But the Bible says it is the will of God that they do so. See, friends, if you're determined to do evil, to be wicked, to cast your pearls into the lake of fire, God will let you. It's a shame that you're that kind of person. If you want to kill and maraud and steal and cheat people and defraud them, go ahead and do it. Follow your master, your Lord, Satan. And God will regret it. I'm sure Jesus will cry tears over your actions. But he's not going to stop you because that's your free will and you're going to go straight down to hell and your name has been written in some book probably that says this person will go to hell way back before the foundation of the earth. Let me just say this because I don't have any documentation for that book. But I know there's a book of life, a book of life. And every name that's headed for heaven, every person is written down in that book. And if your name is not in that book, well, then you're going to hell. Maybe that's it by exception. The devil takes you by exception. On Judgment Day, metaphorically, allegorically, on the throne, the book is opened up. And the question is your name written down there? I pray that it is. Jesus said that he wanted no man to perish. He doesn't want you to perish. But some people just say, I'm going that way. You know, I've counseled people before. Don't you see the direction you're headed? I've told them, don't you see that drugs and the sexual things you're into, don't you see that they're going to destroy you? But I can see that person walks out of this office. They're determined. They're determined to do those things. And somehow they've been deceived, propagandized into believing that's fun. That's pleasurable. And Satan is a deceiver. And he has a hypnotic, mesmerizing charm over people. And that's the role of the media. Mesmerizing, hypnotic, charms. They cast a spell. Did you know that Paul talked about the devil having devices? The book of Daniel talks about the last days Antichrist using his craft. The Masonic Lodge says we're the craft. Witchcraft is called that for purpose. Craft means how the manipulation, how you handle things, the way you work things. They're artisans, craftsmen of evil, and the media crafts its message to capture and grip the minds of gullible, double-minded men and women, and the Zionists on the media. And because they crucified our Lord and Savior and hate him and all of his people, they are designing and crafting a way to bring all the world into the web of the Illuminati spider, the Black Widow. I sit as widow and shall have no sorrow, she says in the book of the Old Testament. I sit as a widow and shall have no sorrow, but her afflictions shall come upon her in a moment, said the prophets. Even in 1 hour she is destroyed, says Revelation 18. That's Mystery Babylon. That's the mother of harlots. That's the Zionist world system in the last days. And the mother harlot, the whore, has daughters. And many of them are called CNN and ABC and CBS and the Washington Post and the Baltimore newspaper and the Boston Globe and the Los Angeles Times and the Chicago Tribune and on in Newsweek and Time magazine and Vogue magazine and the New Yorker and Parade, on and on and on. All owned and controlled by the Zionist. Listen to records, propaganda. They say what they want you to hear. And nothing else will get aired because they control the radio stations, the broadcast networks, the cable. Everything is networked like a spider's web of evil to lie to you. Lie, lie, lie. They're good at it. We need to break through this with the light of truth. That's my job here at Power of Prophecy. And there is power in the truth. There is power in the prophetic word of God because God said these things would happen. He said the whole world will believe the lie. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. A strong delusion will come upon the whole world. How can this delusion come upon the whole world? Through the media. Everything. You turn on your radio, the news is on. They're lying to you. Turn on your television, they're lying to you. Read a magazine, it's a bunch of baloney. Lies, lies. Catacombed. Everywhere. A pig's wallow of lies. Now, why are they doing it? Henry Ford says in the introduction of the protocols, he says, the Jews form a nation in the midst of the nations. There are 18.5 million Jews, demographers say, on the face of the earth. There's some in America, some in Peru, some in Mexico, some in Brazil, some in Great Britain, some in everywhere, Japan, China. But they form a nation. They form a nation. Within nations, they're their own nation. We're a people, one people, said Theodore Herzl at the Great Congress of the Jews back in 1897. The Jews remain a nation in the midst of a nation, and they make enemies of everyone outside their nation. Well, I want you to know something. I've got a secret for you. I've got a secret even the Jews cannot understand. God's people also form a nation. We are the Israel of God. They call themselves Israel. They're liars. They're liars. How do I know they're liars? Because Revelation 2 verse 9 and 3 verse 9 says they're liars, they're blasphemers. And it says, beware of them which say they are Jews, but are not, and are the synagogue of Satan. The synagogue of Satan. But they say we're Israel. Oh yeah, we're Jews. Liar. You're not. You're not even a Jew. Read the book, The Synagogue of Satan. I'm going to offer it here on the air today by Andrew Carrington Hitchcock. We published it. Why? Because we want you to know the truth. They're liars. Jesus said, here is who you watch out for in the last days. Muslims? No. Buddhists? No. Not even witches. Not even Anton LaVey and Michael, Anton LaVey's Church of Satan or Michael Aquino's Temple of Set. No. Watch out for the synagogue of Satan. We're Israel. No, you're not. You're of the synagogue of Satan. We're of Abraham. Jesus said, I know you're of the flesh of Abraham, but your God is the devil. Your father is the devil, Jesus said. And his works you'll do. Now, am I talking about every Jew? Did I say every Jew? No, but they're most of them. That's right, most of them. And the others go along with it. If you go along with evil, don't try to pretend you're not evil. If you jump in a mud pile and say, but I'm not part of the mud, yeah, you are. You're a muddy devil. That's what you are. Go wash yourself. Get yourself clean. If you're a Jewish person listening to me right now, then resolve to yourself, I will not be part of this lie. I'll thank God for you. Find out what the truth is in the Holy Bible. And you know what? Once you do that and you join the greatest nation on earth, the greatest nation in the universe, then you'll be my brother or sister. Well, how can I be your brother or sister? I'm a Jew and you're a Gentile, Tex Mars. You see, God has no race in his nation. The Israel of God has no race because we're all fathered by Jesus Christ. That's right. He is our father and he's our friend. And he's chosen us out of all the nations. He's created all of the nations. And he says, I will have a people. They will follow me and no one else's voice will they hear. They'll follow me. No one else will they listen to. But wait, I'm Jewish. I've got to listen to the rabbis that wrote the Talmud. Go ahead. You go right ahead. And they'll lead you like Pied Pipers into hell. They'll love you, all right, to death. Love you to death. Love you to pieces. And every piece will be cast into the lake of fire. But if you're a Jew and you hear the voice of Tex Mars today, I want you to understand something. You have an opportunity to be a true Jew. That is, of the Israel of God. Then you cast out your race. You just throw it out the window. It doesn't matter. If ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Wow. Woo. That's Galatians 3 verse 29. There's not Jew, there's not Greek, there's not Gentile in God's nation. There's only people that believe in Jesus and are born again through him. You're born. Yeah, you're born. I know that as a Jew. You're born as an Armenian. You're born as an American, as a Mexican, as a Panamanian, a Cuban. But are you born again? Are you born again? You must be born again in spirit and in truth, said Jesus, because flesh cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Isn't that fantastic? The kingdom of God is right here on earth. A lot of people don't know that. They say, someday the kingdom of God will be here. Oh, whoa, 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 whoa. Wherever Jesus is, there is the kingdom. Is Jesus in your heart? Then you're a citizen of the heavenly kingdom. Now, that's what Henry Ford said about the protocols. And since this time, shortly after the protocols were written, an organization called the Council on Foreign Relations was created. Colonel E. Mandel House, a Jew who ran the White House under Woodrow Wilson. That's right. World War I. The amendment that gave us, the 16th Amendment that gave us the IRS, that was all a fraud. The Federal Reserve System all came about because of this man, E. Mandel House, that secretly behind the scenes had an office right next to the President Woodrow Wilson and told him what to do. That's what they do. They're the Mordecais. Read Esther, and you'll know what the Mordecais do. They tell the king, do this, do that. Sometimes the drunken king, the party boys, like George Bush, and like the king of Persia in the book of Esther, Mordecai. Mordecai said to Wilson, do this. One of the things they did was found a group called the Council on Foreign Relations. Now, we have on my website, powerofprophecy.com, I hope you'll go to the internet if you can access it, and go to TexMars website, that's powerofprophecy.com. You're going to see a little television program. Go to there, you'll see some flames. Yeah, it's hot. Hot stuff. On my home page. And there's a program there that you'll want to click onto. It's about 4 minutes long. And it's about the Council on Foreign Relations. And how they actually created the media that we have now. Way back. You know, about 90 years ago. This was all a planned thing. And the Protocols of Zion said it would happen. Henry Ford warned it would. And now I'm going to play this. It's going to be a little bit over 4 minutes. And my broadcast engineer, Sandra Myers, is setting it up right now. In just a moment, you're going to hear a different voice than mine. Because it's exactly the video. I'm going to give you the voice track. And listen very closely to what this man says. Everything he says is absolutely true. I have verified it through my own research. It is documented. How? The Council on Foreign Relations was set up to control the media establishments of America. And they actually had a plan designed to see what would be necessary to control the minds of Americans. Hear now the voice of how the Council on Foreign Relations was established and how they began way back decades ago to set up this media empire. Now, after this voice, after what you hear on this video, and again, this is only the soundtrack, because you need to go and watch the 4 minute video, just 4 minutes of your time on my homepage of powerofprophecy.com. But right now, listen to what they're going to tell you. It's absolutely true. Then I'll be back shortly after this powerful, truthful message runs.
The year is 1917, and Representative Oscar Calloway enters a disturbing statement into the U.S. Congressional record. The statement reveals why J.P. Morgan interests hired 12 high-ranking news managers. The 12 were asked to determine the most influential newspapers in America. They were to figure out how many news organizations it would take to control generally the policy of the daily press of the United States. The 12 found it was only necessary to purchase the control of 25 of the greatest papers. An agreement was reached. The policy of the papers was bought, and an editor was placed at each paper to ensure that all published information was in keeping with the new policy. Soon, that policy would be defined by a front group formed by J.P. Morgan and his colleagues. In fact, Morgan's personal attorney was founding president of the organization, the Council on Foreign Relations. Today, the CFR maintains that its goal is to increase America's understanding of the world. However, the actual objective of this highly exclusive club is revealed by the rare admissions of the insiders themselves. In the early 60s, a Georgetown University professor collects information for a book favorable to the network of powerful men who founded the CFR. For 2 years, Professor Carol Quigley is allowed to examine the confidential papers and secret records of this network. Quigley reveals that these men aim to create a world system of financial control in private hands, able to dominate the political system of each country and the economy of the world as a whole. In short, they seek total and quiet control of the entire world. And the CFR is their most visible conduit for carrying out that agenda. CFR members include America's wealthiest tycoons, as well as the highly placed elite in government, academic institutions, tax-exempt foundations, and the establishment media. Ruling Class Journalists, written by Richard Harwood, describes the CFR membership as the ruling establishment in the United States. The Washington Post article boasted that news reporters who are CFR members do not merely analyze and interpret foreign policy for the United States. They help make it. Who are these policymakers? Many of their faces are familiar. NBC's Tom Brokaw, CBS's Dan Rather, ABC's Barbara Walters, Jim Lehrer of PBS, William F. Buckley of National Review, media mogul Rupert Murdoch, owner of the giant multifaceted News Corporation. These media heavyweights, and many others like them, are members of the CFR. Powerful corporations are also invited to become members. At the close of the 20th century, CFR influence presided over far-reaching consolidations of media control. In 1995, CFR members Michael Eisner of Disney and ABC's Thomas Murphy merged their media empires. Soon after the merger, the Disney-ABC empire becomes a CFR corporate member. In the year 2000, the world's largest internet service provider, America Online, joins forces with Time Warner, one of the world's largest news organizations. The CEOs favoring the move are CNN's Thomas Johnson and Time Warner's Gerald Levin, both CFR members. Once again, another media giant is created under the shadow of CFR influence. Today, an elite handful of individuals define the agendas that are supported by the empire of establishment news.
All right, friends, that was our 4-minute-plus video that we're now playing on powerofprophecy.com, talking about the plot, the conspiracy to set up a mediarchy. That's what it is, really, a mediarchy, a conspiracy of the media by the Zionist. Now, let's talk about this a little bit, and I want you to understand something. Our enemy is not so much the Illuminati, but its spokespersons, its mouth. You know, the Bible talks about the power of the tongue, the word. God created the whole universe by the spoken word. These people are able to use the word of the beast, the evil. And friends, they have married themselves with everything from the Comedy Network to MTV. Did you know even the shopping channels are owned by them? You can't even get the truth on QVC and these programs. I was recently reading in Newsweek, January 30th, 2006, an incredible marriage at ask. Yes, that's right. Walt Disney's CEO, Robert Iger, has married up with Pixar Animation Studios, creator of such blockbusters as the kids' movies Finding Nemo and Toy Story. And who runs the company called Pixar? Steve Jobs. And who is Mr. Iger? Well, he's a Jew. And who is Mr. Jobs? Well, he's a Jew. By the way, Steve Jobs also runs Apple Computer, puts out the iPhone. And who runs the other largest computer and software corporations in America? Michael Dell, Jewish. Bill Gates, Jewish. Oh, yes. And Ross Gerber of a company called Independent Capital Management. You might want to find out about that company. Who is he? Well, he's Jewish. And he said, why is Dixie and Pixar getting together, Stephen Jobs of Apple and Pixar and Disney, and this marrying together? Well, this marriage keeps going on. The Jews keep marrying together. And so all of the media is just one big block of filthy dirt. Well, Gerber, his company is an independent capital management corporation, but it's a Wall Street investment firm. He's invested in both these companies. He said it's about changing a culture that needs to be changed. That's what he says. He admits it. It's about changing a culture that needs to be changed. Let me give you another example of how they're changing our culture. A satellite radio is coming in. There's XM and Sirius, but they're joining hands now. They're merging. XM and Sirius Radio. Get satellite radio on your car? Yeah, it's merging. Hey, who runs Sirius? Which, by the way, is a secret name of the Masons, really a secret name of the devil, Sirius, the dog star. But who runs it? A man named Karmazin. That's right, a man named Karmazin. He runs not only CBS and Viacom, but now he owns Sirius. You see how they're all getting together? And who did he pay over $100 million to be on his network? Another Jew. Filthy, dirty Howard Stern. They help each other out. The sex jock of the world, Howard Stern. He's been hired and paid over $100 million by Mr. Karmazin at the Sirius headquarters in New York. Boy, it gets deeper and deeper, doesn't it? Hey, stay with us. I've got a lot more when we return about printing lies and spreading propaganda here on Power of Prophecy. two books you must have. The titles, Synagogue of Satan by Andrew Carrington Hitchcock. The second book, Protocols of Zion. Read these books and you'll know why things happen the way they do. You'll know who controls the media. You'll know who controls the American and British governments. Two books alone tell you everything you need to know. Protocols of Zion, almost 300 pages, and then a book that's over 300 pages entitled Synagogue of Satan. Now, here are the prices for these books, and here's how to get them. So you'll want to get a pencil and paper, a pen, and write this down. Synagogue of Satan is $20. $20. Just came out now this year, this last year, and boy, is it causing a ruckus and a controversy. It is a chronological, fact-filled, documented book. It tells you who the Rothschilds are. It gives you the history of the Rothschilds and of the whole world Zionist movement. Who are the real troublemakers of the world? Well, read this book, Synagogue of Satan. You know, Mr. Hitchcock could not get anybody else to publish this book but us. I'm sure he was amazed. He first published it himself in a paperback edition. And he didn't have the way to get out the message. And we have a worldwide audience, thank God. And I read his book and I said, we've got to publish this. We edited it some, we just basically, polished it a little bit. But he had done all the basic work, a tremendous work here. And we offer this book to you. You probably won't even be able to get it in bookstores. Hey, they don't dare have this book, The Synagogue of Satan. And you know what? Christian networks won't offer it. Christian pastors won't offer it. They're frightened to death. Even though the book of Revelation warns us. The book of Revelation, the greatest book of prophecy in the Bible, warns us of none other than the synagogue of Satan. What's wrong with writing a book about it? If Jesus told you, said, beware, they're blasphemers, they're murderers, and they hate Christians. Jesus said these things. He says, some of you they will kill and some of you they will cast into prison. That's in Revelations 2 and 3. Jesus said it, but don't write a book about it. Don't publish a book like that. And pastors will not preach on the subject. Have you ever heard a pastor that preached on the synagogue of Satan? Have you? I've never heard of one except Tex Mars. Of course not. They cannot do it. They're frightened to death. They might be called an anti-Semite, a racist, a bigot. Well, then if that's true, then Jesus must be a bigot. He must be a racist because he wrote the book of Revelation. You know, I think I'm going to believe what Jesus said over the pastors. How about you? 33,000 Baptist pastors in America. And I doubt if there's over one or two that'll even preach on Revelation 2 and 3. Oh, woe is us. Why? I won't be known as a pro-Israel preacher if I talk about what the Bible says. Yeah, that's right. Just do what the devil wants you to do, fella. He'll get you a long way, a lot farther than you ever wanted to go. He'll take you there. And he has fast transportation. Well, again, here's the price of these books. For Synagogue of Satan, $20. Please add $4 shipping and handling. For Protocols of Zion, just $18. $18, that's all. A book that's been banned in 160 countries on earth. Well, that's a book I want. You know, they only ban two kind of books. The really horrible, evil sex books, and they don't ban many of them nowadays. You can buy them all over everywhere. And then books that expose the Jews and the Zionists. Those are the only two kind of books banned today on this earth. I'm not kidding you. That's it. Those are the two kind of books. Well, we don't offer the first category, the sex books, but we do offer the books that tell the truth and tell you what the Bible means and Protocols of Zion and this other book, Synagogue of Satan. $4 shipping for each book. Okay. Now order them by sending us a check or money order or cash to Power of Prophecy, 1708 Patterson Road, Austin, Texas 78733, or Phone us toll-free in the United States and Canada. Oh, we love our Canadian friends. 1-800-234-9673. Hey, you could be overseas. You could be listening in Romania. A lot of people I know, they wake up in the middle of the night or early in the morning in Australia, New Zealand, just to listen to this radio program. Sometimes I pray that they get a computer, because they can listen to us on internet 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, our radio program's on. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, perfect crystal clarity on powerofprophecy.com or conspiracyworld.com. But in any case, you can order the CD or the audio tape of this program for $6. But get the whole set. See, last week I spoke on this subject too. Get the two tape set, two audio tapes for $12, or the CDs for $12. And again, the $4 shipping and handling. They keep going up on postage. Oh, those postal people, what a ripoff that is. But they do it, and we just have to keep adding. You know, I ordered something from the internet this week, and it cost me $21. And they charged me $12 shipping. $12 shipping for $21. Well, we're not going to do that to you. You know, ours is, we just have a standard fee, $4 for most things, $4 for most things. For each of these books, $4. Protocols of Zion and Synagogue of Satan. Our phone number here, toll free if you want to call us now, 1-800-234-9673. Overseas, that address of course works to write to us, but you can phone us during our work day if you can figure out the time zones and all that. Call us toll free and order the book, either of the books, are these CDs and audio tape. And you can call us on our numbers. Not toll-free, but call us area code 512-263-9783. 9783 or 9780. Now let's return to our regular program. You're listening to Power of Prophecy. I am Tex Mars. We're being heard around the world thanks to the miracle of shortwave radio, worldwide Christian radio, WWCR, over 100,000 watts blasting out from Nashville, Tennessee. Oh, you got to love that Mountaineer State. No, that's, wait. That's West Virginia. Butch Paul, forgive me. My good friend Butch Paul Weston of the Mountaineer State. Oh, what is Tennessee? The Volunteer State. That's it, the Volunteer State. Oh, I almost messed up. But, you know, there are beautiful mountains there. Every time I go there, I just marvel at the gorgeous mountains that God made there in Tennessee. It's okay if I call it the Mountaineer State. Okay, Butch, I know you're listening. You're angry. You're going to call me. Okay, West Virginia is the Mountaineer State. Okay, we're talking about the Zionist Jewish control media and the great American brain robbery. The title of our program, when you ask for it now, when you order it, it's called Printing Lies, Spreading Propaganda. Because that's what the media are doing. And who are the media? They're just the spokesperson, the mouth, the lips, the vocal cords of the Illuminized world. Here's some information for you from Newsweek, April 24, 2006. Newsweek, of course, is an establishment publication. And it says all kind of nice things about a man named Sumner Redstone, 82 years old. He's a billionaire, it says, 8 times over. He controls not one, but two giant media companies. One is CBS Inc. And what does he own there? Well, CBS Network, radio and television, Showtime, CBS Radio. He also owns Viacom, MTV, Nickelodeon, Paramount Pictures, among dozens of other operations. Hey, he's next door to a movie star, Sylvester Stallone. They own big mansions out in Hollywood. Sumner Redstone. But he's only one of the many billionaires in the publishing. There's Rupert Murdoch. Rupert Murdoch. He owns, well, 20th Century Fox. Major British newspapers such as The Sun, News of the World, The Times, The Sunday Times, The Times Literary and Educational Supplements. He owns some of the largest tabloids in Great Britain and Australia, Robert Murdoch. You know why Sean Hannity, Bill O'Reilly and all the others, Gibson and all of them, lie at Fox News? Because they work for a Jewish Zionist. They do what he says to do. And this has been going on for many years. I was recently reading an article over the internet. It was published actually in NewYorkTimes.com. And the title of it is Mazel Tov. That sort of means like, you know, happy days or celebration. Mazel Tov, 350 years of Jews in America. That's right. They said the first Jews arrived in America September 12th, 1654 in New York City. And this article actually is written by Jeremy Eichler, a Jew, and it's complimentary of the Jews. Now, that's okay. I want to give people credit where credit is due, but he says, you know, the Jews have been able to establish a media empire in America. Wow, they admit it, huh? Yeah. They have turned the fears, dreams, and fantasies of America into entertainment. They've helped to define this country's national psyche. Get that? Jews have helped to define this country's national psyche. He says they've done it on Broadway, Tin Pan Alley. You see, everywhere, Hollywood, Broadway, they run all the musicals, entertainment, the movies, the Broadway shows. They've all been Jews. George Gershwin, Irving Berlin, Al Jolson, Sophie Tucker, Oscar Hammerstein. You see movies like Showboat Oklahoma, Jews. Interesting, huh? Then there's early radio. Jack Benny, Jewish. Eddie Cantor, Gertrude Berg. All Jews. RCA, radio, David Sarnoff. The Marx Brothers, Sid Caesar, Milton Berle. They were all Jews. And then, of course, up until today, all Jews. Rodney Dangerfield, Jew. Jerry Seinfeld, Jew. Adam Sandler, Jew. Ben Stiller, all of the comedians. But friends, it's not funny anymore. They're not funny to me anymore. Most of them have got so grotesque, barbaric, and loudmouthed, foul, dirty mouths. They're not funny. You think that's funny? Bathroom, grotesque, septic tank humor. You think that's fun? I don't think so. But nevertheless, George Carlin, who says, here's 10 words nobody can say, ha ha, and he says them, proving that he's a liar that you can say those words. What you can't do is preach Jesus or mention Jesus. I was watching a show last night. Evidently, there's a woman. She says, I'm a practicing Catholic. Ha, ha, ha. Her name is Kathy Griffiths. Kathy Griffiths. I'm a Jew. No, she didn't say that. I'm a Catholic. Isn't that wonderful? I'm a practicing Catholic. And she laughed. You see, the reason she said that was because she was on some award show this week. And she was holding up her little trophy. It looked like a little bit like an Oscar, but it was some other trophy. It doesn't matter what they are. She was holding it up to the audience. And, you know, I want to say what she just said. Because didn't the Bible say the synagogue of Satan would be blasphemous? She raised her trophy up right on international television, this comedian, Kathy Griffiths. And she said, quote, oh, by the way, first she said, Jesus didn't give me this award. Jesus has never given me anything. Now, remember, most people in the audience were all Jews from the Hollywood entertainment crowd. And she said to all these Jews in the audience and all the foul people listening around the world, here's what Kathy Griffith, this comedian, said. She said, so Jesus, suck it. You can suck it. Jesus, you can suck it. From now on, this award is my God. Did you get that? Jesus, you can suck it. From now on, this award is my God. Later on, she was asked about her comment. Don't you think this is something bad you said about Christianity and Jesus? You know what her answer was? Well, I'm a practicing Catholic. But William Donahue, who is head, I believe, of the American Catholic League, was on a news program last night, and he was angry. Now, friends, you well know that I've exposed Roman Catholicism. But you know what? He had a right to be mad. Mr. Donahue was speaking for the Christian world. And I'm sorry that a Catholic had to go on and do it. But he did. And God thank you for what Mr. Donahue had to say. Here's what he said. He said it was not only distasteful, it was disgraceful. And he just said it's a monstrous thing what Kathy Griffith said. And then he said, and as far as her saying, I'm a practicing Catholic, it's okay what I said. Jesus, you can suck it. I'm a practicing Catholic. He said she's a liar. He said, because I have a magazine here. This is Mr. Donahue's words. I have a magazine here, a gay magazine. And back in January, this same Kathy Griffith gave an interview to this gay magazine. And here is her words when she was asked, what about her spiritual religion or what she believed in? And she said, quote, back in January now, the same Kathy Griffith, who now says, I'm a Catholic, I'm a practicing Catholic. He said she's a liar. Here's why. Here's what she said to the gays in her interview. She said, quote, I am a complete atheist. You see that, friends? You see what liars, what double-minded men. She goes to the gays and gets an interview in their magazine, this comedian Griffith. She says, I am a complete atheist. And now she says, well, I'm a practicing Catholic. Donahue said she speaks out of both sides of the mouth. Well, let me tell you something, friends. If you call black basketball players, women basketball players, nappy-headed hoes, they'll take you off the air. And they did a man named Mr. Imus. I don't have any problem with him getting taken off the air. I don't think anybody ought to be calling anybody a whore. Except the great whore Babylon in the Bible, the harlot, the mystery woman. I think he should have been taken off the air. But you know, there's a lot of people like Jesse Jackson and others that are always calling white people filthy names. And they ought to be ashamed of themselves too. You know, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. But think about that. I'm a practicing Catholic. I'm a complete atheist. What is she? I'll tell you what she is. Talk about sucking. She sucked up to the Jews is what she did. And I don't mean that in a foul, obscene way. I mean that just in the way that she simply bowed down before the throne of the Jews. You see, she knew that would go over big among the Hollywood crowd. And you know what? They laughed. Ha, ha, ha. Now, why didn't she say, suck it, Mohammed? Suck it, Allah. I'll tell you why. Because she'd have to be hiding out today in a closet. Because she'd be a dead woman. Because Muslims kill you for saying something like that about Mohammed or Allah. Now, I'm not for killing this woman. I'm for shaming her. I'm for telling the truth. And I don't want you to give any attention to her at all. Don't spend one more. I've told you about it now. Now let it go over your heads. Just forget about it. Forget about the Kathy Griffiths. Don't watch them for sure. Don't give them any credence. But I want to tell you something. This will probably make her a bigger star among the Hollywood set. It destroyed Michael Richards when he talked about, used the word nigger. It destroyed Mr. Imus when he used the word nappy-headed hoes about the blacks. But you can talk about Jesus all you want. You can say, suck it, Jesus. You can say the most horrible things about our Lord and Savior, and they compliment you. You win awards for it. That's the way the Hollywood Jewish Zionist crowd is. But don't even admit the fact that the Jews run Hollywood, or they'll be out to get you. Marlon Brando was on the Larry King show. He said the Jews run Hollywood. Within days, they blasted him so much he knew he would never get another contract for a movie. And he came back on to crying. He literally, I'm so sorry for what I said. Like a big bawling baby. What an idiot he was. He only told the truth once in his life and then he recanted the truth. Meanwhile, here's a Jewish magazine called Moment. I have a cover of it. Moment. It's a Jewish magazine. One of the biggest magazines in America for the Jews. And you know what? They tell the truth to each other. But you don't repeat it. This is something they're supposed to keep in their family. Remember what Henry Ford said? The Jews are a separate nation within nations. Here's what the Moment magazine has a picture on the front cover of three Jewish people, two men and a woman. And they're all big media moguls. And the cover says, a Moment magazine, the Jewish magazine says, Jews run Hollywood. So what? Take that basically and shove it, Gentile America. Jews run Hollywood. So what? Well, I'll tell you, so what? Jewish culture is not American culture, and it's breaking down our society. They put all the filth, all the smut, all the pornography, all the lies. They have hijacked our history. It's a train wreck. It's a brain wreck. It's the great American brain robbery. Now, remember I told you in the Protocols of Zion? They tell you in there what they're going to do. We're going to take over the media. That's in the Protocols of Zion. They said we're going to control what's printed. Now, I want to tell you a little secret, though, in the Protocols of Zion. They say we will allow some establishment organs, some printing places, some magazines, some newspapers to tell a little piece of the truth. That way, people will believe free speech is allowed. We'll allow a few of them to operate. But whenever we want to, we'll shut them down. And we'll allow it. Because people will say, oh, that's not true. I heard so-and-so say something against the Jews. They allow just a little bitty bit of it out. But I'll tell you right now, they're not going to allow the Tex Mars, the Alex Jones, and the others out there for very long. It's only God that is allowing us. It's not the Jews. Believe me. What we're saying here, they don't want to get out. They hate this. That's why Marlon Brando was reduced to a blithering, crying, sobbing idiot on national TV. They don't want you to know. Friends, you heard earlier the audio tape of how the Council on Foreign Relations was established and how they believed that they could only control 25 of America's largest newspapers. They could control the minds of Americans. They could establish a hypnotic web of control over us. But they haven't stopped at the first 25. They did go out and buy those. But now they keep it up. Listen to this. Investor Eyes Takeover of New York Times from Newsmax magazine, March 2007. It says here, according to the New York Post, Maurice Hank Greenberg, the former CEO of American International Group, is acquiring more media. He's already among the top shareholders of the New York Times. And now he wants the entire New York Times Corporation, which publishes 18 daily newspapers, including the Boston Globe, International Herald Tribune, has TV stations, radio stations, and many websites. Greenberg buying up more of the media. Then here's another one. $8 billion deal takes the Chicago Tribune private. Did you know that the Chicago Tribune actually published in serial form the Protocols of Zion? That's right, including Henry Ford's articles warning about the Zionist empire and its media. They published that in the Chicago Tribune newspaper decades ago, and the Jews were so furious they vowed, we will someday own and control the Chicago Tribune. They do now. They do now. A real estate baron named Sam Zell from Chicago bought up for $8 billion the Chicago Tribune. That's happening today. Well, that's only in Chicago. The Tribune Corporation owns 23 television stations, 13 newspapers, and the Chicago Cubs baseball team. The biggest daily newspapers. Do you live in these cities? Then Mr. Zell, this land baron, this Jew, this Zionist, and boy, he is. I could tell you about his Zionist leanings, but I won't take my time today. If you live in Seattle, he gives you your news. You live in Portland? Right. Sacramento? Yeah. Los Angeles, San Diego, Denver, Chicago, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, Allentown, Pennsylvania, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Hartford, Connecticut, Stamford, Greenwich, Baltimore, Maryland, Washington, D.C., Orlando, Florida, Fort Lauderdale, New Orleans, Dallas, Houston. He runs the newspapers there, and they tell you what they want you to know. Let me go back to another Jewish publication. It's called the Jewish Chronicle. It's published out of London. Oh, yes. The Jews run the British press, too. April 20th, 2007. Wasn't too long ago, was it? April 20th. Listen to this. They're proud of it now. They're admitting it. Ha, ha, ha. And you can't stop it. They own it. And now they're going to admit it, finally. The Jewish Chronicle, London, April 20th, 2007. It says, and this title, this article is entitled, A Yiddish, get that, that's a Jewish term, meaning a separate language or dialect for the Jews. A Yiddish revolution in America's media. And it says some of the most WASPy, that means white Anglo-Saxon Protestant, some of the most WASPy papers in the United States have been acquired by the most Jewish of publishers. They're bragging. Their words now. It says not so long ago, the very idea of the Tribune Company, owner of the Chicago Tribune, Newsday, Baltimore Sun, and the Los Angeles Times falling into Jewish ownership would have looked preposterous. The New York Times and Washington Post may glory in their Jewish antecedents, but the Tribune? The creation of Colonel Robert Murdoch, an American firster who was despised in Jewish households? Not the Tribune, but yes, in fact, it says Jewish entrepreneur Sam Zell made it happen. The Tribune Corporation has fallen into the hands of a very Jewish man, Sam Zell, described by the American Jewish newspaper, The Forward, as a, quote, billionaire boy chick. A billionaire boy chick. Meaning a Jew all the way. Wow. Can you believe that? He attends synagogue regularly. He's a big donor to Israeli and Jewish causes. Uh-huh. Friends, they're bragging about it. But wait, there's more. I could go on and I've only got another minute here. How about this article from the New York Times? Jared Kushner, the 25-year-old son of a wealthy New Jersey developer, who was sentenced to prison last year for financial fraud, has now bought the New York Observer newspaper. I own the New York Observer, he said. He said it's a marquee property in the media capital of the world. Jared Kushner, ex-con. I could go on and on. It just keeps on going. I mean, it's amazing. They run the media. They lie constantly. They print lies. They spread propaganda. The Iraqi war is going just fine. The surge is working. Don't worry. Be happy. Lies. Blasphemy. They blaspheme our Lord Jesus Christ over and over. Thank God, though, Jesus said, the wise shall understand. Daniel 12, verse 10. Jesus said, you shall know the truth. And the truth shall make you free. That's the reason we've been offering these programs, to tell you the truth. Despise no man. Hurt no man. But go forward, friends, with gusto. And tell the truth always. This is Tex Mars. You've been listening to Power of Prophecy. And it's my prayer, it's my great desire, that you'll tune in each week during the same time and discover the power of prophecy.